you started your presentation today saying that glyphosate is not what it used to be. What does that mean in the whole scheme of things for BASF, for crop consultants, for farmers?
Well, for growers, it can be obviously not getting enough broadleaf weed control and losing the yield potential that they have with their crop. And in many areas, this has really transpired into a horrible situation. If you look at it in the southeast and in the mid-south where they've got Palmer amaranth, which, dependent upon the crop, they really have no post-emergence in-crop option. And so you're seeing the adoption or resurrection of hogangs in the south again, where they're having to bring people out to actually chop or hoe the weeds out of their crop. So very expensive endeavor. So our product line that BASF has with, say, Status herbicide and the Kixor herbicide technology, it will be an excellent opportunity for growers to work these products into their system to either control existing populations of glyphosate-resistant weeds or prevent the development of glyphosate-resistant weeds on their farms.
Let's talk about that Kixor family.
Kixor herbicide technology is actually going to be formulated into a family of four products. Trevix herbicide, which is a solo Kixor formulation for the tree fruit and tree nut grower. Integrity herbicide, which is a premix of Kixor plus dimethenamide P for broad spectrum grass and broadleaf weed control in corn and popcorn. Sharpen herbicide, which is by far our most flexible herbicide, will be used across a wide range of crops for burn down. And that is including soybeans, corn, grain sorghum, all of the cereal types, fallow and cotton, and then also as a sunflower desiccant. And then last but not least is Optil herbicide, which is a premix of imazethapyr and Kixor for burn down and residual control in soybeans, chickpeas, and dry field peas.
Okay. What's the most important takeaway for growers, for crop consultants in the corn soybean area?
Well, I think the most important takeaway for corn and soybean growers is to really have a good look at one of the products in the Kixor family of products. If you're in soybeans and you've got issues with glyphosate-resistant marestail, you better get control of them in a pre-plant burn-down application because your in-crop options are extremely limited to none. So Kixor is very, very effective in that manner. And then in corn, you know, using our Integrity product as a pre-emergent setup for an in-crop application of glyphosate just really will go a long ways to maximizing their potential to get the most out of every acre.
There has been extensive research done. This is a product family that actually you've been working on for a very long time. So the proof is in the pudding, and you've got the pudding.
Yes, we do. We've been evaluating or researching Kixor for almost 10 years now, and we've had over 2,000 field trials just in the U.S. alone. And we've also tested it worldwide, so we have that experience to draw upon as well.
What sort of availability? What sort of availability will there be?
Kixor herbicide technology is widely available in the various products. We just encourage a grower to visit with their local retailer, and have the local retailer visit with their distributor and BASF rep, and look at what see what they can get. And really hoping that everybody gets a chance to look at some of the product on their farm.
Okay. Any other comments?
Just that Kixor herbicide technology is the next in a long line of innovations from BASF to help growers get the most out of every acre.